Writing Fiction, The Practical Guide from New York's Acclaimed Creative Writing School. By Gotham Writers Workshop. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Writing Fiction, The Practical Guide from New York's Acclaimed Creative Writing School by Gotham Writers Workshop is a comprehensive guide to writing fiction. It provides readers with the tools and techniques they need to create compelling stories, characters, and settings. The book begins with an introduction to the craft of fiction writing, including advice on how to get started and tips for developing ideas into stories. It then moves on to discuss plot structure, characterization, dialogue, point of view, setting description, revision strategies, and more. The book also includes exercises designed to help writers hone their skills in each area discussed. These exercises are accompanied by examples from published works that illustrate how successful authors have used these techniques in their own work. Additionally, there are interviews with professional authors who share their insights into the creative process. In addition to providing instruction on the fundamentals of fiction writing, Writing Fiction offers guidance on topics such as finding an agent or publisher, marketing your work, understanding contracts, navigating copyright law, self-publishing options, and much more. This comprehensive guide is essential reading for anyone interested in learning about or improving upon their craft. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the elements of fiction. Fiction is composed of characters, plot, setting, point of view, theme, and style. Each of these elements should be carefully considered when crafting a story. Main idea number 2. Develop characters. Characters are the heart of a story and should be developed with depth and complexity. Consider their motivations, goals, and relationships to other characters. Main idea number 3. Create a plot. A plot should be carefully constructed to create tension and suspense. Consider the structure of the story, the pacing, and the climax. Main idea number 4. Establish a setting. The setting of a story should be vivid and detailed. Consider the time period, the physical environment, and the culture of the characters. Main idea number 5. Choose a point of view. Point of view is the perspective from which the story is told. Consider the advantages and disadvantages of each point of view. Main idea number 6. Explore themes. Themes are the underlying ideas of a story. Consider the themes that are important to you and how they can be explored in your story. Main idea number 7. Develop style. Style is the way a story is told. Consider the language, tone, and imagery that will be used to create a unique voice. Main idea number 8. Write dialogue. Dialogue is an important tool for conveying character and advancing the plot. Consider the language, tone, and pacing of dialogue. Main idea number 9. Use description. Description is used to create a vivid and detailed world for the reader. Consider the sensory details that will bring the story to life. Main idea number 10. Employ conflict. Conflict is essential for creating tension and suspense. Consider the sources of conflict and how they can be used to drive the story forward. Main idea number 11. Employ symbolism. Symbolism is used to convey deeper meaning in a story. Consider the symbols that can be used to explore themes and create a richer story. Main idea number 12. Employ metaphor. Metaphors are used to create vivid images and explore ideas. Consider the metaphors that can be used to convey meaning and create a unique voice. Main idea number 13. Employ foreshadowing. Foreshadowing is used to create suspense and anticipation. Consider the clues that can be used to hint at future events. Main idea number 14. Employ irony. Irony is used to create humor and surprise. Consider the irony that can be used to create a unique voice and explore themes. Main idea number 15. Employ flashbacks. Flashbacks are used to provide background information and explore character. Consider the flashbacks that can be used to create a richer story. Main idea number 16. Employ subplots. Subplots are used to create complexity and explore themes. Consider the subplots that can be used to create a richer story. Main idea number 17. Employ point of view shifts. Point of view shifts are used to explore different perspectives and create suspense. Consider the point of view shifts that can be used to create a unique story. Main idea number 18. Employ suspense. Suspense is used to create tension and anticipation. Consider the techniques that can be used to create suspense and keep the reader engaged. Main idea number 19. Employ cliffhangers. Cliffhangers are used to create suspense and keep the reader engaged. Consider the cliffhangers that can be used to create a unique story. Main idea number 20. Revise and edit. Revising and editing are essential for creating a polished story. Consider the techniques that can be used to refine the story and create a compelling narrative. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Fiction is composed of many elements that must be carefully considered when crafting a story. Characters are the people or creatures who inhabit the world of your story, and they should be developed in such a way that readers can relate to them and understand their motivations. Plot is the sequence of events that make up your story, and it should have an arc with rising action, climax, and resolution. Setting refers to both the physical environment where your characters live as well as any social or cultural context relevant to understanding them. Point of view determines how readers experience the narrative. For example, first-person narration allows us to see through one character's eyes, while third-person omniscient gives us access to all characters' thoughts and feelings. Theme is what lies beneath the surface of your story, the ideas you want readers to take away from it, and style encompasses everything from word choice to sentence structure that makes up its unique voice. By understanding each element of fiction writing, authors can create stories with depth and complexity that will draw in readers. It's important not only to consider these elements separately but also how they interact with each other. For instance, point of view affects how we perceive setting details or interpret themes within a work. Main idea number 2. Developing characters is an essential part of writing fiction. Characters should be more than just a name and a few traits. They should have depth, complexity, and motivations that drive them throughout the story. When creating characters, consider their goals and how they interact with other characters in the story. Think about what drives them to do what they do. What are their hopes, dreams, fears? What makes them unique? How will these qualities affect the plot or conflict in your story? Take time to get to know your characters before you start writing. Ask yourself questions like, who are they? Where did they come from? What kind of life have they lived so far? What motivates them to act as they do in certain situations? Answering these questions can help you create fully realized characters who feel real and alive on the page. Once you've developed your character's backstory and personality traits, think about how those elements will shape their actions within the narrative. Consider how each character's decisions will impact not only themselves but also other people around them, and ultimately move the plot forward. Main idea number 3. Creating a plot is an essential part of writing fiction. It should be carefully constructed to create tension and suspense, while also providing the reader with a satisfying resolution. To do this, consider the structure of your story. What will happen in each chapter or scene? How can you build up to a climax that will leave readers wanting more? Think about pacing as well. How quickly or slowly do you want events to unfold? You may want some scenes to move faster than others, depending on their importance in the overall narrative. Additionally, make sure there are enough twists and turns along the way so that readers don't know exactly what's going to happen next. Finally, when it comes time for the climax of your story, make sure it is powerful and memorable. This is where all of your hard work pays off. If done correctly, this moment should be both exciting and emotionally resonant for readers. Main idea number 4. Establishing a setting is an important part of writing fiction. It helps to create the world in which your characters live and breathe, and it can be used to convey information about the time period, physical environment, and culture of your story. When creating a setting for your story, think about what kind of details you want to include. Consider the time period: is it present day or set in the past? What kind of physical environment does your story take place in? Is it urban or rural? Are there any particular cultural elements that are important for understanding the context of your story? Once you have established these details, make sure they come through clearly in your writing. Describe how things look and feel. Use sensory language to bring readers into this world. Make sure that all aspects of the setting are consistent with each other so that readers don't get confused or distracted by inconsistencies. By taking care when establishing a setting for your story, you will help create an immersive experience for readers as they follow along on this journey with you. Main idea number 5. Choosing a point of view is one of the most important decisions you will make when writing your story. Each point of view has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it's important to consider which one best suits your story. First-person point of view is told from the perspective of I or we and can be used to create an intimate connection between the reader and narrator. This allows for more detailed descriptions as well as access to inner thoughts and feelings that may not be available in other points of view. However, this limited perspective can also limit what information readers have access to, making it difficult for them to understand characters outside the narrator's circle. Second-person point of view uses you instead of I or we, allowing readers to experience events through their own eyes rather than those belonging to a character in the story. This creates an immersive experience that draws readers into the narrative but can also feel intrusive if overused. Third-person point of view offers a more objective look at events by using pronouns such as he, she/they instead of I/you/we. It gives writers greater flexibility in terms how much they reveal about each character while still providing enough detail for readers to form connections with them. On the downside, third-person narration often lacks intimacy compared with first-person narratives. Main idea number 6. Exploring themes in your story can be a great way to add depth and meaning to your work. By examining the underlying ideas that are important to you, you can create stories that resonate with readers on an emotional level. Consider what values or beliefs are most important to you, and how they could be explored through characters, plot points, settings, and other elements of storytelling. For example, if one of your core values is justice, then consider how this theme could manifest itself in the actions of a protagonist or antagonist. You might also explore themes such as family dynamics or personal growth by looking at how different characters interact with each other throughout the story. When exploring themes in fiction, it's important to remember that subtlety is key. Don't hit readers over the head with heavy-handed messages about morality or life lessons. Instead, focus on creating believable characters who face difficult choices and must grapple with their own inner conflicts as they strive for resolution within the narrative arc. This will help ensure that your story has both emotional resonance and lasting impact. Main idea number 7. Style is an essential element of storytelling. It encompasses the language, tone, and imagery used to create a unique voice for your story. When developing style, think about how you want to convey the emotions and ideas in your narrative. Do you want to use vivid descriptions or sparse language? Will you employ humor or keep it serious? What kind of metaphors will be used? All these elements come together to form a distinct style that can make your story stand out. When crafting your own style, consider what type of writing appeals most to you as a reader. Are there certain authors whose work resonates with you? How do they tell their stories? Take note of the techniques they use and try incorporating them into your own writing. Experimentation is key. Don't be afraid to try something new. Ultimately, Developing style is all about finding what works best for telling your story in your voice. With practice and dedication, you can find the perfect combination of words that will bring life to your characters and captivate readers. Main idea number 8. Dialogue is an essential part of any story. It can be used to reveal character, advance the plot, and create tension. When writing dialogue, it's important to consider the language you use, as well as the tone and pacing of your characters' conversations. For example, if two characters are having a heated argument about something serious, their words should reflect that intensity. They might speak quickly and passionately with sharp tones or even raise their voices at times. On the other hand, if two friends are catching up over coffee after not seeing each other for a while, they may take their time speaking in softer tones. "Hey there," said John as he walked into the cafe where his friend was waiting for him. "It's been too long since we've seen each other."
"I know.
I'm so glad you could make it," replied Sarah warmly. Main idea number 9. Description is an essential tool for any writer of fiction. It allows the reader to experience the story through vivid and detailed imagery, creating a world that feels real and alive. When crafting descriptions, it's important to consider all 5 senses: sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. By including sensory details in your writing, you can bring characters and settings to life with greater depth. For example, if you are describing a character walking down a street on a summer day, you might include sights such as bright sunshine glinting off windows or smells like freshly cut grass wafting from nearby lawns. You could also add sounds like birds chirping in the trees or children playing in the park. All these small details help create an immersive experience for readers. By using description effectively, writers can transport their readers into another world where they can explore new places and meet interesting people without ever leaving home. Main idea number 10. Conflict is an essential element of any story. It creates tension and suspense, and drives the plot forward. Conflict can come from a variety of sources, including characters' internal struggles, interpersonal relationships, or external forces such as nature or society. Internal conflicts are often the most powerful because they involve a character's inner struggle between two opposing desires or beliefs. Interpersonal conflict occurs when two characters have different goals that clash with each other. This type of conflict can be used to create dramatic scenes and propel the story forward. External conflicts arise when outside forces oppose a character's goals. These types of conflicts can add depth to your story by introducing larger themes and ideas. When crafting your story, consider how you will use conflict to drive it forward. Think about what kind of tensions exist between your characters. What do they want that stands in opposition to one another? How does their environment affect them? What obstacles must they overcome in order to reach their goal? By exploring these questions, you can create compelling stories full of drama and suspense. Main idea number 11. Symbolism is a powerful tool for writers to explore themes and create a richer story. By using symbols, authors can convey deeper meaning than what is explicitly stated in the text. Symbols can be used to represent ideas, emotions, or characters that are not directly mentioned in the narrative. For example, an author might use a stormy sky as a symbol of impending danger or turmoil within the story. Similarly, they could use light and darkness to represent good and evil forces at work. When employing symbolism in your writing, it's important to consider how each symbol will contribute to the overall theme of your story. Think about how you want readers to interpret each symbol and make sure that its meaning is clear throughout the narrative. Additionally, try not to overuse symbols. Too many symbols can become confusing for readers and detract from their understanding of your story. By taking advantage of symbolism when crafting stories, you can add depth and complexity while also creating more engaging narratives for readers. With careful consideration of which symbols you choose and how they are used throughout your writing, you can create stories with greater impact. Main idea number 12. Metaphors are powerful tools for writers. They can be used to create vivid images and explore complex ideas in a concise way. By using metaphors, authors can bring their stories to life and give them an extra layer of meaning. Metaphors allow readers to make connections between the story and their own lives, making it easier for them to relate to the characters and plot. When crafting metaphors, it is important that they are specific enough so that readers understand what is being conveyed, but also open-ended enough so that each reader can interpret them differently. For example, instead of saying, "the sky was dark," you could say, "the sky was like a blanket of shadows," which gives more insight into how the character feels about the situation as well as providing imagery for readers. Using metaphors effectively requires practice and experimentation with language. Writers should take time to think about how different words or phrases might evoke certain emotions or feelings in their audience before settling on one metaphor over another. With practice, authors will find themselves able to craft unique voices through creative use of metaphor. Main idea number 13. Foreshadowing is a powerful tool for creating suspense and anticipation in a story. It involves the use of subtle clues that hint at future events, allowing readers to anticipate what will happen next. Foreshadowing can be used to build tension, create mystery, or even provide comic relief. By carefully placing hints throughout the narrative, authors can keep readers engaged and guessing until the very end. When using foreshadowing in your writing, it's important to think about how you want your readers to feel as they read through your story. Do you want them to be anxious? Excited? Suspicious? Knowing this ahead of time will help you decide which clues are best suited for each situation. You should also consider how much information you want to give away. Too little may leave readers confused, while too much could ruin any surprises. Finally, remember that foreshadowing doesn't always have to be serious, it can also be used for comedic effect. A well-placed joke or lighthearted comment can add an element of surprise and humor into a scene without taking away from its overall tone. Main idea number 14. Irony is a powerful tool for creating humor and surprise in fiction. It can be used to explore themes, create unique voices, and add depth to characters. Irony works by presenting an idea or situation that contradicts what the reader expects. For example, if a character says something that has the opposite meaning of what they actually mean, this is irony. Similarly, if a character behaves in a way that goes against their beliefs or values, this too is ironic. When using irony in your writing, it's important to consider how it will affect the tone of your story. Irony can be used to make light of serious situations or emphasize them even more, depending on how you use it. Additionally, when crafting dialogue with irony, keep in mind who is speaking and why they are saying something ironic, as well as how other characters might react. Ultimately, irony can help bring life and complexity to your stories by adding unexpected twists and turns along the way. By playing around with expectations, you can craft stories that are both humorous and thought-provoking at once. Main idea number 15. Flashbacks are a powerful tool for writers to explore characters and provide background information. They can be used to create a richer story by providing insight into the past of the characters, their motivations, and how they have changed over time. Flashbacks can also help readers understand why certain events in the present-day narrative are happening. By exploring these moments from the past, readers gain an understanding of why certain decisions were made or what led up to current circumstances. When using flashbacks, it is important that they fit seamlessly into your story without disrupting its flow. Make sure that each flashback has a purpose and adds something meaningful to your narrative. Consider how you want your reader to feel when reading this moment from the past. Do you want them to sympathize with a character? To understand their motivations better? Or perhaps even feel suspense as they anticipate what will happen next? Finally, make sure that each flashback is clearly marked so that readers know when they're entering one. This could be done through transitions such as, "suddenly he was transported back," or, "it had been years since she last thought about." These markers will help keep readers grounded in both timelines while still allowing them to experience all of the emotions associated with each scene. Main idea number 16. Subplots are an essential tool for creating a compelling story. They can be used to explore themes, add complexity, and create tension. Subplots can also help to develop characters by showing how they interact with each other in different situations. For example, If the main plot of your story is about two friends who go on a road trip together, you could use subplots to show how their relationship changes over time as they face new challenges and experiences along the way. When using subplots in your story, it's important to make sure that they are connected to the main plot in some way. This will ensure that readers stay engaged throughout the entire narrative and understand why certain events occur. You should also consider how each subplot contributes to the overall theme or message of your story. By weaving these elements together carefully, you can create a powerful narrative that resonates with readers. Main idea number 17. Point of view shifts can be used to create a unique story by exploring different perspectives. For example, the protagonist's point of view could be used to introduce the conflict and set up the stakes for the story. Then, as tension builds, other characters' points of view can be explored in order to provide insight into their motivations and reactions. This technique allows readers to gain a better understanding of each character's perspective on events that are unfolding in the narrative. In addition, point of view shifts can also help build suspense within a story. By shifting between different characters' perspectives at key moments throughout the plot, readers will become more invested in what is happening and anticipate how it will all come together in the end. Furthermore, this technique allows writers to reveal information gradually over time so that readers remain engaged until they reach an exciting climax. Main idea number 18. Suspense is a powerful tool for creating tension and anticipation in fiction. It can be used to keep readers engaged, as they are eager to find out what will happen next. There are several techniques that writers can use to create suspense. Foreshadowing is one way of building suspense by hinting at events that may occur later in the story. This technique allows the reader to anticipate future plot points and keeps them guessing about what might happen. Another way of creating suspense is through cliffhangers, which leave the reader hanging on a moment of high drama or uncertainty. These moments often come at the end of chapters or scenes, leaving readers wanting more. Finally, pacing plays an important role in creating suspense. By controlling how quickly information is revealed and how long it takes for characters to reach their goals, writers can build up tension until it reaches its climax. Main idea number 19. Cliffhangers are a great way to keep readers engaged and wanting more. They can be used to create suspense, surprise, or even shock the reader. By ending a chapter with an unresolved question or situation, you can leave your audience hanging on the edge of their seat until they find out what happens next. When using cliffhangers in your story, it's important to make sure that each one is unique and unexpected. Think about how you can use plot twists or character development to create tension and anticipation for the reader. You want them to be eager for the resolution of each cliffhanger so that they will continue reading. You should also consider how long each cliffhanger should last before being resolved. If it takes too long for a resolution, then readers may become frustrated and lose interest in your story. On the other hand, if resolutions come too quickly, then there won't be enough time for suspenseful build-up. By employing effective cliffhangers throughout your story, you can ensure that readers stay hooked until its conclusion. Main idea number 20. Revising and editing are essential for creating a polished story. To revise, look at the overall structure of your story and consider how to make it more effective. Think about the characters, plot points, setting, dialogue, and other elements that will help bring your story to life. Editing is also important. Pay attention to grammar, spelling, punctuation, word choice, and sentence structure. By taking the time to revise and edit your work, you can create a compelling narrative that readers will enjoy. The book Writing Fiction, The Practical Guide from New York's acclaimed creative writing school by Gotham Writers Workshop, provides helpful advice on revising and editing stories. It offers tips on how to develop characters in depth as well as techniques for crafting an engaging plotline with twists and turns that keep readers hooked until the end. Additionally, it covers topics such as using vivid descriptions of settings or scenes so readers can visualize what's happening in the story. By following these steps, you can ensure that your writing is clear and concise while still being captivating enough to draw in readers from start to finish. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.